No, I keep telling them they can do whatever they want. And hopefully they don't choose that.
Last we spoke with you, you said that they didn't understand really who Grandpa was. Is that still the case?
Well, they know who Grandpa is.
Oh.
Don't let's be very, very clear. They know who Grandpa is, as opposed to what it is that Grandpa does. Look, they're aware of what he does for sure. This just the same way they're aware of what their father does for a living, but they don't really have much interest in it. So
No.
that's really the difference.
Do they have any favorite movies or TV shows that either one of you have done? Or do they?
No, I mean literally they have look, I mean I wasn't on Hannah Montana, so they don't really they have no interest in what I do.
Would you ever want to see them following your footsteps? And do they show any interest in that yet?
No, not really. No, I keep telling them they can do whatever they want. And hopefully they don't choose that.
Would you rather that see them as soccer players or something else totally?
I mean, I really am more interested in seeing what what they choose to do and what they sort of gravitate towards. I think that's always an important thing as a parent to do. So,
What are they interested in right now?
well, that's a good question. They're interested in, unfortunately, right now they're just interested in a lot of Animal Crossing. There are a lot of Animal Crossing, which I will admit now I'm starting to really feel my age because they'll be so excited about a shirt that they got in Animal Crossing. I'm like, you wear shirts. Why is this shirt in a video game so exciting? But
That's dope.
that's where we're at now.
You obviously have two beautiful girls. Do you and your wife ever talk about wanting to try for a boy?
No, we have no desire to run a zone defense. We're more happy with our man-to-man off defense that we're running. So we're good.
That's funny. What is your favorite part about being a girl dad?
Well, look, I'll be quite honest. I don't understand the whole girl dad thing. I think I understand the impetus behind it and the spirit behind it, but look, the thing that I love about being a parent is just being able to see, these kids sort of become their own people and have their own personalities and wants, needs, and desires, and trying to keep them as content and happy and knowledgeable as I can. And so that, to me, I think is the most exciting thing. There are some times where I am, quite literally, the odd man out, and that's okay. But I still wouldn't give it up for anything.
I don't disagree with you too. I mean, I think the whole girl dad phrase was kind of created by the media, but it's become this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. And look, I mean, I do feel like there's definitely something to be said about not necessarily sort of forcing sort of norms on your daughters because they're daughters. Do you know what I mean? So I understand that completely. And I couldn't agree more. But also at the same time, I just sort of feel like my responsibility is to try and provide them with as much safety and comfort as I can, and also try and get them to realize that they can literally do anything they want. Provided they put in the work and the effort, and they go about it in the right way. So that's all I'm trying to do. I would do that even if it was a, yeah, look, I also do that with my dog. So, I mean, I want to make sure everybody does that.
What is that one thing that you wish someone had told you before you became a dad?
That you will be the most exhausted you've ever been in your life, and you'll still find a way to get through it. I think that really is the biggest thing. You sort of spend all of this time and energy stressing out and wondering what it's going to be like, and there's no real way to sort of prep you for it. It's not until you're sort of in it that you go, oh, well, everyone really undersold what this feels like. But I think overall, you just find a way to get through it. Everything, life will throw all sorts of curves at you, and your kids are no different. And you just find a way to sort of get through it. And, on the plus side, the hardest day at work will be the easiest day you will ever have in comparison to some of your parenting. And that's one thing I would tell people.
So you are the spokesperson for the Major League Soccer game coming up. What can you tell us about the big day?
Well, when you say it like that, I sound so official. Well, it's more than just a day. You know, it's actually a full weekend. There's a concert. There's the skills competition, and then there's the game. And the game is actually going to be special this year because it's the MLS All Stars versus the Liga MX All Stars from Mexico. So the match is actually going to be really spectacular because it's never happened before. So it's going to be a fun weekend for sure.
Definitely. And, you know, we've been so deprived of live music and fun events like this. So I'm sure everyone's looking forward to it. What can you tell us about Big Boy's performance? And are you looking forward to seeing live music again? I know you're a huge music fan.
Oh, I'm salivating at the chance to see live music. Yeah. And Big Boy, I mean, look, it's Big Boy. I mean, come on. It's one of the members of Outkast. The man's a legend. So I'm sure he's going to put on quite the performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you looking forward to any particular songs or anything like that? Will you be up on stage at all?
I will not be up on stage. No. You want to know what? It's a little bit of a concert rule, but I never try and focus on one particular song because then, you know, you set yourself up for disappointment if they don't play it. So
very true.
I'm sure he's gonna have a lot of good stuff in there.
Are you a big soccer fan yourself?
I am. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm absolutely super fanatical about, a lot of different teams around the world, but I definitely follow for sure. And LAFC in particular is a club that really sort of captured my attention and has my ever dying loyalty just because they're my hometown team.
Cool. Awesome. I have to ask, are you a soccer dad yourself? Do your girls play?
My girls play. Yeah, they played for a little while. We're waiting to see post pandemic if they're still going to want to strap up the boots and go back out on the pitch. But yeah, I mean, I've definitely been trying to get them into the game for sure, and I've been taking them to a couple of LAFC games in the hopes of sort of continuing their interest. Yeah.